Today is Tuesday, March 17th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it's gotten so bad. No. It's gotten so boring in my quarantine state that I decided I was going to play Words with Friends with Kathy Bacon. So, actually, I don't know. So, first of all, it was very confusing because I haven't played Word with Friends in a really long time. And so I tweeted, I keep seeing these tweets from Kathy Bacon about, you know, Words with Friends and who she's playing and who's not playing her anymore and who she beat and like all this kind of stuff. And so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna play Kathy Bacon because we're gonna be stuck in the house. We're not gonna have any restaurants to go to. We're not gonna have any, you know, anything that we can do. And so I'll just beat Kathy Bacon at Words with Friends. I mean, probably not. I probably won't, but anyway, regardless. So I went to download it and install it because, again, it's been forever since I've played. It's probably been, well, since it first came out. I think I might have played it the first 6 months that it was out and then stopped playing it. So it's not on my phone. It's not on my iPad. It's not on any of my devices. So I was like, okay, I'm going to download it. So I went to the Play Store and I looked for it, and there are two now. There's Words with Friends and Words with Friends 2. And I was like, well, which one do I need to use? Is she using one or two? So first I installed two, and I couldn't find her. And, you know, and then it's like, do you want to log in with Facebook or do you want to log in with your email address? And then I'm like, oh, crap. Did I log in with my Facebook or with my email address originally? And I didn't remember. And I couldn't find Kathy Bacon. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm just going to, maybe she's on Words with Friends 1. So weird. Like, why would you have a... Why wouldn't you just update the original app? Why would you like go from Words with Friends to Words with Friends 2? That makes no sense to me. Anyway, so I installed Words with Friends 1 and I still couldn't find Kathy Bacon, and that one only allows you to log in using your Facebook login. So I thought, well, it's probably Facebook friends. And I thought I was friends with Kathy on Facebook. I don't know. But anyway, finally I just tweeted her. I'm like, "Hey, how do I reach you?" And so she gave me her user ID, and I finally figured out it's not a very intuitive user interface on this Words with Friends. But I finally figured out how to do it. I added her, and I played my first word. And now I'm waiting on her to play. So once she plays, we'll figure out. So far, I have 18 points, I think. Let me look. I know you guys are—this is so enthralling. Like, you guys really want to know how many points I have on Words with Friends. So let's see what I've got here. So I go to games, and then I've got Kathy, and I have, oh, now I don't know. Oh, I've got 18. Oh, and Kathy played, and she's already got more points than me. She's got 24. I'm starting out behind. What am I going to do? Anyway, there you go. So that's one thing I'm doing to relieve boredom, is I'm going to start playing Words with Friends with Kathy Bacon. I'm probably going to lose miserably to her. Although I think I'm pretty good at Scrabble, but who knows? And then other than that, I cooked last night. Actually, I made spaghetti. So, well, I didn't make spaghetti. Sorry. I made gnocchi. So I had bought a prepackaged gnocchi. And because, you know, I mean, why are you going to go through all the, like, baking a potato or boiling a potato and then drying it out and then mashing it and then mixing flour and egg and then rolling it out and cutting it into little individual nuggets and then using a fork to make that little shape? You can buy them. And I had a little bit of jarred. I use jarred spaghetti sauce normally because, I mean, who has the time? Again, I mean, you know, roast your tomatoes or whatever you're going to do. Make this sauce. Let it sit there for hours. I mean, if I was going to do a special occasion, sure, I would do that. But what I do is I doctor up the sauce. So I use Classico. And I've been using this organic roasted garlic and onion, I think, tomato sauce from Classico. But Mark doesn't, it's too acidic for Mark. Filipino spaghetti is very sweet. They use banana ketchup and like some other stuff. And so normally I add a little bit of sugar to it. And it's still not quite as sweet as like the Filipino version, but it's a happy medium, you know, usually. And then I decided, you know what? I want to make kind of a creamy sauce, a creamy tomato sauce, but I have some cream cheese in the fridge that I need to use anyway. I don't have heavy cream at the moment. I don't have any milk. I wonder what would happen if I mix this cream cheese in there. So I probably got 3 to 4 ounces of cream cheese. Not a whole lot, just a little cut off the little, you know, Philadelphia cream cheese log or whatever. And I put that in there and mixed it up, and it melted beautifully, and it made the sauce creamy and luscious. It was really good, actually. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And I made some garlic toast. I've softened some butter and mixed garlic with it, like real garlic, minced garlic, and salt and pepper, a little bit of oregano. And then I spread it on some bread, and I baked that in the oven at 425. So it turned out really good. I was really pleased with myself. So, and we had a little salad. I had some of that hydroponic lettuce that you can get, and a little bit of broccoli. And I put some onions on mine, but Mark doesn't like onions. And then I have some really good croutons and little onion, crispy onion bits that I put. And we love a poppy seed dressing. So I have some really good poppy seed dressing that I use. And it was a good dinner. We had a really good dinner. Anyway, that's all I did. I had some work I needed to do. So, I mean, I did some coding work. But other than that, I just cooked. Oh, I did. I started doing P90X with Mark. So I'm a little bit sore today, although I wouldn't say I gave it 100%. I would say I gave it like, you know, 75%, because it's been a while since I've worked out. And especially since we're going to be quarantined and like not able to go to the gym, we're doing P90X together. And yesterday was my first day back, so I'm a little bit sore, but wasn't too bad. I had to edit Survivor's Ready and put that out, and record and edit this show and cook, and so that took up most of my evening. But that's all done. Anyway, so the other thing I was going to talk about really quickly is I did get an email, because you guys are spot on so fast in responding to my questions, and I got an email from Dan, he was answering all of my questions about COVID, about coronavirus. So he says it's called a novel coronavirus because it's a new virus not seen before, but is of the type of viruses known as coronavirus. Corona means crown, and the virus has crown-like spikes on the surface. I could have Googled all this. I'm so sorry. Thus the name. Other coronaviruses include SARS and MERS. Sounds like the reality of this quite hasn't reached Arkansas yet beyond toilet paper hoarding. I recommend taking a look at what's going on in the big cities, notably the West Coast. People are literally being told not to leave their homes. San Francisco is locked down akin to Italy, where you're only allowed out for specific limited activities by law. Seattle has shut down all bars and businesses where physical contact is necessary. And restaurants can only do takeout or delivery. We aren't allowed to congregate, so all events are canceled, including drag shows and concerts and theater. As a result, my primary boyfriend lost both of his jobs in a matter of days, theater and restaurant, because they shut down due to the regulations. They expect to be closed until late April, at least. He's trying to get unemployment, but the system is seriously fucked. My other boyfriend is in quarantine because his primary child care provider, his daughter's grandmother, tested positive. My school shut down all in-person education 3 weeks before the end of the quarter, which is necessary when you're learning pastry. So the end of my first quarter and start of second are fucked. I went to my pharmacist today, which is in the hospital, and they were getting every person at the door in gloves and masks. The grocery stores are getting stripped in some cases almost completely, not just water, beans, rice, hand sanitizer, and toilet paper. There's a huge amount of uncertainty and fear of how folks not on the salary will survive this financially, and genuine worry about our older loved ones and folks with immune suppression, like those being treated for cancer or rheumatoid arthritis. Stay safe and get ahead of the curve by avoiding social interactions except when absolutely necessary. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth without first washing your hands. If you show any upper respiratory symptoms, call your doctor and get tested ASAP. Hopefully I'll live to see you in New Orleans in August, and this will all be over by then. Well, Dan, thanks for the email. And first of all, I want to say, well, I know this email, so he sent me another email saying that P.S. this was sparked by episode 337 when you said, I don't feel like they're going to come and say, you have to stay in your house. As of that day, Italy was on lockdown already. As of today, San Francisco is too. We're expecting it's coming in Seattle. And people are being asked to work from home. And anyway, so thank you, Dan. So I will just say we are our work. It slowly Arkansas is coming around, and I knew that there were cities, and I feel so bad for all those people that are losing their jobs. It's horrible. Luckily, I have a job where I can work from home, so that's good. And I mean, it may at most Mark and I will be inconvenienced because maybe we won't be able to search for a new home right now. But I really do feel bad for all those people who this is really impacting. And I know the economy is going to be really hurt by this. So that really, you know, and I don't want to make light of it at all. And actually, you know, Walmart is requiring us to work from home. All of our schools are now closed. I don't think they've mandated restaurants be closed, but they did mandate the schools be closed. And I'm sure restaurants are coming next. So, yeah, we're feeling it here, too. All right. And thanks for the email, Dan. Email all the time. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.